Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that's capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is award-winning author and presenter, Dr. Elizabeth Kearney, a former Johns Hopkins Fellow with a background as both a professor and business owner. She is author of The Competitive Edge, and we'll be discussing that with her today. So welcome, Liz.
Well, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about how you can jumpstart a business, keeping in mind you want to get that competitive edge.
Well, one of the things you should do before you ever consider any of this is to start with what are you really interested in selling or promoting? And if you haven't developed some type of a plan for that, you're not going to go anywhere. I would say probably the very first thing I would do to jumpstart a business would be build my marketing plan after I knew what it was I wanted to sell. Identify a potential customer base, determine how to attract the new customers, and develop a plan for marketing and sales. If this doesn't happen, you are not going to have a business. And then go from there and create key factors. For example, look at the economic conditions of the present time and consider the history of your industry and understand your market. Who's going to purchase this? What are they going to purchase? And how long are they going to take to find out that they need it? How are you going to go about convincing them? And then, of course, and a very key factor, is study your competition. Those that are making it are the ones that you want to follow. And there was a book a few years ago that was just absolutely one of the best I've ever read. And it made the comment that study the competitors and study the failures as well as the success, because you want to avoid the fails.
Of course. Now, you talk about how to, or why it is important to clone the winners. So what do you mean by clone the winners, and then how do you do that?
Well, there was a book a few years ago, quite a few years ago, called From Good to Great. And in it, he discussed the differences between the good companies. He mentioned briefly the poor companies, but then he talked about what set the great ones apart. And one of the things that he suggested you do was consider each one of the people who is either your competitor or may well turn out to be your competitor. Make a column, two columns, put the list together and view those that are negative and positive in behaviors. And you're doing this in light of the market condition, the demographics of your customers, the common needs they may have, and the key characteristics of your competitors in your competition fields. How are they serving the customer base you want? And how are they serving them well? And how are others serving them poorly? And of course, you want to avoid that group. How do they make themselves stand out? And how do those companies differ? And if you sit down and actually do an analysis of each of those areas, you can come up with a pretty good base for drawing your own game plan. And then rate yourself. How do you stack up in those areas? And then how do you determine what you need and then develop the steps that you need to use to move into that space? One of the best things you could do is take advice from those who are the key success stories in your field or in business in general. Bill Gates is one that I think is a marvelous person to follow. For example, when he said, heed the lessons of failure, have patience, blaze a trail, and you can change the world. Don't run scared all the time, but take some action and empower the people in your group. When all of this is done, if Bill Gates is right, and he seems to have a good track record, you would have the success that you want. You would be able to look at the field that you're trying to conquer and say, I'm doing it. Now, what technology do you need? What do you need to do in order to make this happen?
Well, that is a great question. I was going to ask you, Liz, about the technology and what people will need to step out ahead of the competition. I mean, you can clone the winners all you like, but then if you're just one of several people, how do you make yourself step out? And as you just mentioned, what technology, what new technology do people need to consider and use?
Well, you know, there are so many new areas of technology that they change almost hourly. But one of the things we do know is that we are becoming more and more dependent upon the areas where we can actually go and communicate with lots of people at the same time. I heard a radio show and a TV show yesterday, and I went on the net this morning early and found there were already close to 100 responses and comments on what had been heard. So obviously the fact that we have tools that we can connect with many, many people are extremely important for us to consider. If we don't, we're going to lose ground. The fact that we can now actually create all kinds of podcasts and interactive television shows, interactive verbal show, radio shows, all of these are vitally important. And I would say the very first thing I would do is I would sit down and look at all the areas of technology that will accommodate and help build your connection with the other people. The second thing I would do is I would go on the net and look up the key area that my company was trying to promote, key product. And then I would look to see who else is doing it. And it's amazing how many of these people or these companies will actually almost put a game plan together and put it on the net. And you can read it and see. Does that mean you're going to duplicate them? No, but it does mean you're going to know your competition better than it's ever been possible in the past.
And if you could leave business owners or entrepreneurs or people thinking of starting a new venture with one piece of advice to help them gain that competitive edge, what would that be?
Know your customer base. You are not going into business to deal with the entire world. You're going in to deal with a segment of that world. And the more you know about that segment, the better off you are. I am not in business to deal with issues that relate to parenting. So therefore, I have absolutely no reason to try and get off on another track and deal with it. However, I am in business to help other people in business be more successful. So I need to know what their problems are, and I need to know how to connect with them.
Well, very good, Liz. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'd like to remind our listeners that they can learn more about Dr. Kearney's book, The Competitive Edge, at the website McKillipress.com, and I'll spell that. That's M-I-K-I-L-I, McKillipress.com. Thanks again for being here. And this podcast is presented by Annie Dennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Dennings PR, and the creator of Dennings Wire Online Magazine. Dennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit DenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.